And some places, if you buy something and pay your bills, the storekeeper will give you a little extra and call that.
Lanyap.
Do they still do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What sort of things would you give lanyap for?
Well, like if you go to the bank today and you make a deposit, they give the kids a sucker. That's lanyap.
Do you give lanyap?
We sometimes do. When my daddy opened this, my grandfather opened this store, he always gave lanyap.
What would he give?
Just a little old token thing. I've got some samples, maybe a little bundle of needles, you know, with name, store name on it. Just something, a little gift.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And you say she walked up to the altar and...
prayed.
Or what down?
Knelt.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and...
lie down.
And you'd say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just...
lay down.
Okay. And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you...
Stomp.
Okay. And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
pull it.
And the other way is...
push it.
And if you were had your car and you saw a friend walking home, you'd say, can I...
give you a ride, or give you a lift.
You ever say, can I carry you home or take you home?
I say, can I take you home?
What about carry?
No.
How does that sound?
Not good.
Do you hear that around you?
Mm-hmm.
How would people use that?
Can I carry you to the store?
Does that sound country? Or?
Yes, it sounds country.
Mm-hmm. And you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you say you picked it up and...
carried it.
Anything else besides carry you could say?
Well, they use a word around here, tote.
How do people use that?
I tote this bag, or use it in a place of carry.
Who uses that?
Uneducated people.
Do you have to have your arms around it, or does it have to be heavy to tote it?
No, it could be anything.
What would you say if you had to, say if you had a heavy suitcase and you had to, or something that was very awkward to carry, or very uncomfortable, and you had to carry it, say, up a flight of stairs, you'd say you had to...
lug it.
Okay. What does lug mean to you? How's that different from carry?
It's harder to control, harder to get, to do.
Okay. And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so...
don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go.
And get me the hammer.
And what different games did children play when you were small?
Well, we had seasons for everything. In March, we flew kites. In April, we played marbles. In July we had tops. There was a season for everything.
What different kinds of tag games or running games did you play?
We played cowboy and Indians. That's a tag game, and hide and go seek, I guess. And there's another one. I can't remember.
What in tag games? What do you call them, the tree or something you can touch and be safe?
That would be, oh God, you're bringing back old memories. Let's see, that's, free. Isn't that the free base or something?
Okay. And in football, you run toward the...
base.
Or the...
the football, mm-hmm. Goal.
And... say if we were planning to meet somewhere, I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll...
wait on you.
And if you're about to punish a child, you might ask you not to punish him, just give him one more...
chance.